Catholic Democrats Join GOP to Defeat Pro-Death Agenda in New Mexico. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 18, 2019. Pro-life advocates and Republicans in New Mexico are thanking the Catholic Democrats and other patriots who joined them last week in ending what was referred to as the pro-death agenda in the state legislature. Bud Shaver, who leads AbortionFreedom.com, told Breitbart News the defeat of House Bill 51 was pretty miraculous. With the Democrat Party in total control of both chambers of the legislature, and the power to sign any law into effect with newly elected Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, a radically pro-abortion Democrat, we knew that if there was to be any hope of opposing their pro-death agenda, it was vital to activate the voice of the people of New Mexico and reach the hearts of the Catholic Democrats and urge them to vote their faith, Shaver said. He added that one of the most encouraging developments for members of his group during this legislative session was the connection they made with the patriot community of New Mexico. We were proud to stand together in protest in the Capitol against the push by fringe leftist Democrats to destroy the values that most New Mexicans hold so dear, he said. Patriots from all across New Mexico joined together as one voice for prayer for New Mexico and to support President Donald J. Trump. Stand up for life, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, free speech, the wall and against illegal immigration, rigged elections, higher taxes and corruption running rampant in New Mexico. The pro-death agenda consisted of HB 51, which would have decriminalized abortion, and HB 90 in an identical state Senate bill, SB 153, which would have legalized assisted suicide. HB 51 would have compelled doctors and nurses in New Mexico to perform abortions and, similar to New York's new abortion law and the controversial Virginia legislation, would have removed all restrictions to abortion. While New Mexico already allows abortion up until birth, HB 51 would have removed a criminal ban on abortion that has remained on the books since before the Supreme Court's invention of the right to abortion in Roe v. Wade in 1973. The criminal abortion law that was enacted by the legislature in 1969 doesn't need to be stripped from New Mexico law, but strictly enforced, Shaver said. We applaud the 8 Democrats who voted their faith values in defense of life and broke rank with their radical extremist party that currently controls New Mexico, he added. Shaver said pro-life advocates are especially grateful for the efforts of the Catholic bishops of New Mexico who worked in defense of life. In addition to several official statements from the bishops, Abortion Free New Mexico noted the prayer vigil organized by the Archdiocese of Santa Fe in the rotunda of the Capitol building. Archbishop John Wester welcomed people of all faiths to join in prayer to move the hearts of the Democrat legislators to oppose pro-death legislation, the pro-life group said. Steve Pierce, chairman of the Republican Party in New Mexico, also observed the forces who joined together to defeat HB 51. It would have run doctors out of the state because many doctors were saying they would not stay here and perform abortions against their conscientious objection to it, he said in a video message. It was a courageous vote by many Democrats to join with Republicans to kill this bill.